Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company, serving collectors since 1945.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I've often talked about how much of a pay-per-view buyer I am. Take that any way you want it, but I'll tell you how I take it. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Fastest VPN on the planet, global server network, all that good stuff. That's great. But a big, big reason why I got NordVPN.com/Fightful is all the pay-per-views I buy, all the money we're spending. We're trying to control costs as a company, as a household. You can get those UFC pay-per-views at a fraction of the price you're paying here in America. Plus, you can get all kinds of great content that you wouldn't normally see thanks to those services as well. Shows that are on overseas services, things that you want to watch a little bit early so you get on that UK time and watch them. Being able to change the interfaces of things like the WWE Network, maybe you don't like Peacock, anything like that. NordVPN.com/Fightful gives you that ability while having the fastest VPN on the planet. Also, you just get so much more out of your internet experience with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Subscribe to Fight and AEW Plus. Watch AEW without commercials. Watch bare knuckle boxing. Watch UFC pay-per-views, boxing pay-per-views at the rates they're getting over in the UK. Change your virtual location with just one click. And hey, if you need any help using it, they got that 24/7 tech support. NordVPN.com/Fightful. What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful, here with a name you know. You're going to be able to see him this Friday at Lone Star Shootout in Garland, Texas, just outside of Dallas. You can check it out on New Japan. You can check it out on Fight, any number of places as well. We got Hikuleo, who's teaming with Phantasmo against Nelson and Isaacs, which sounds like a personal injury firm. How you doing, Hikuleo?
Hey, man. Sean, thank you for having me on here for the first time, man. It's good to be here. Good to be getting this weekend.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to talk to you. I've never done an interview with you. New Japan was like, take a look who you want. And I was like, man, I've never interviewed Hikuleo. I gotta talk to Hikuleo. And man, your career is soaring. I mean, you and Phantasmo, which is such a very unique pairing. I am so interested to learn like what you thought of that when it came about, how it came about, and how it's working out so far. Because on paper, people are like, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah, man. I think I was just as surprised as everyone else when after G1, the whole, I don't know if everyone paid attention, but there was a backstage moment where ELP was like looking for some friends and my brothers came over and helped them up. And I was like, hey, what about me, man? We were tag team. I think people forget this too, is that we were tag team in England for Rev Pro during my excursion in 2019 over there. So that's how we first came about. And then when I saw that he was backstage with my brothers, you know, one thing led to another. I was like, he's actually the one that initiated it. So, man, if you know ELP already, you know, he's a hoot, man. He's a real one over there.
I hear he's a party animal over there too.
He is, man, but he keeps it. Every time I've gone out with him, I don't really remember what happens later. But he does. But for me, I wait till the end of the tour to do all the partying, and I try to focus on the matches. But him, man, that's ELP, the guy you see in front of you on TV, on social media, that's him behind all that too, man. And it's great to have him because he's, I think we're polar opposites, but we mesh well in the ring together.
So I remember you got your start in New Japan, and just like right as you were getting the wheels rolling and all that, you ended up having to miss a year. You had that ACL injury. How has that been for you to overcome, especially a guy as tall as you? Your wheels are very, very important to you. What was that process like? Because, I mean, you missed almost like right at a year, and you came back, and obviously you've done the best stuff you've ever done since then.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. But, yeah, man, that was – physically, I've dealt with it before. I tore my left ACL in 2013 for college basketball. So I knew the rehab and all that was going to be good, but it was just the mental part of it, man, just being out – you know, you're riding this momentum in wrestling like how everyone else does. And then just to be cut off, you know, it was a house show. And I last second decided to jump instead of just do a regular splash in the corner. And my knee didn't twist with my body and it just crunched up. And, you know, it took a mental toll on me just to come back. But I think with the support of both my brothers and New Japan, and of course, you know, Rocky was there too, of getting me to go to the LA dojo after and to get me into ring shape there, going through Shibata's training, which was really, really good. It helped break through the physical barriers and the mental barriers, man. It was really, really taxing that whole year I was gone, because you think you're finding yourself in the ring. You start finding, even though I was a young lion and all that, a young gun, just to have your feet pulled from you in a way. But I think everything happens for a reason. I was able to learn on the Shibata and come back, you know, what I think, better than I was before. So, you know, things happen for a reason.
Yeah, and I mean, we were talking about your tag match at Lone Star Shootout, but I mean, this year you've done, in my opinion, your best singles work as well. Like between matches with Jay White, with Shota, with Yoda. I mean, like you've had, I think, some really, really great singles matches. How have you felt in there? Because, I mean, in New Japan, you will quickly go from working a bunch of singles matches in a row to maybe you're in an 8-man tag, maybe you're in a tag match. Like you get like the full plate there.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, I absolutely loved it. I love the G1 so much. It's a huge learning curve, man. When you have that many singles matches in that short span of time against that high caliber of talent, you have no choice but to learn and to get better. And I think with each match, leading up to the finals or to the semifinals, I just kept learning. But like you said before, I had Jay as well in the very beginning of this year. You know, working with Jay as well, man, the last, what was it, 6 months before he left? Man, he is a genius in that ring. Love working with him. I think that's where the slingshot happened there. It's like I learned about in the ring stuff, but also learned about myself as a big man. You know, he was guiding me when I was in Bullet Club, like, hey, don't do this, don't do that. And then, you know, unfortunately, when the tables turned, I used that against him. But yeah, man, it's just been a huge learning curve this year. And, you know, thank you for the compliment. It just got to keep moving forward from it, man. I love it so much.
That Loser Leaves Japan match was so intriguing. And it was intriguing besides the feud for obvious reasons. There were rumors that WWE was interested in you and Tama, and there were rumors about Jay White going anywhere and everywhere. And obviously we know what happened there, but that added an awful lot of intrigue to it as well. How was that for you with your name was in the news, Jay's name was in the news, and sincerely, a lot of people just didn't know what the hell was going to happen. And usually in those types of matches, everybody has a pretty good idea of what's going to happen. And that wasn't the case here.
Yeah, no. I think it was you guys who broke the news first that they had interest in us, in me and my brother. And
And he did confirm this. He's like, yeah, I did speak with them.
it was true. But I think it just added more value to the match. You know, everyone's thinking who's gonna win. Everyone kind of had their idea of who was gonna win, who was gonna lose. But the fact that I think it was right after that Jay announced the loser leaves match, the next day we were getting ready to leave back home from Tokyo. And I was sitting in my bed, bags packed on my phone, and then Tama texts me. He's like, "You see the internet?" And I was like, "I don't want to see the internet right now, man. I don't know what's going on." And he's like, just open it real quick." And I look at it, and I'm just my notifications blowing up. And I was like, "Damn, did I drink too much and tell somebody? What the hell's going on last night?" And so, but yeah, man, I think that with you guys reporting it, it just added more, how do you say it? More wager to the match
Sure.
itself, and kept everyone guessing what was really going to happen. So I think that was a great addition to that.
I mean, I can be transparent now. WWE sources told me that like they were very excited about the possibility of landing Switchblade Jay White, Hikuleo, Tama and Tonga. Like the, and in the end, they got none of them and added a bunch of intrigue to a match between a New Japan guy and an eventual AEW guy in a New Japan ring. What do you think happened there? I mean, Thomas said that he felt loyalty there, and some things changed with WWE, which we kind of know about. They were headed towards a merger. They weren't bringing anybody in at that point. Like for 9 months, they didn't bring anybody in. But how were you feeling at that point?
Like you said, like Thomas said, just the communication and a lot of factors. We were weighing it out. We talked about it for a while too. It was just a lot of things. It wasn't quite the right time yet. Not sure if there'll ever be a right time, but
Sure.
yeah, it was just a lot of factors at that time didn't play out how we thought it would. And so we just, like I said, there's loyalty. There's trust that you build with New Japan or with any company, and you don't want to break that off of just, let's just jump right now while something seems good. But yeah, it's kind of just fell through, and we're supposed to be right now.
And when I would talk to sources from New Japan, I'd be like, well, I mean, when you know that somebody like that has interest from WWE or talks to them, are there any issues? And they're like, no, we expect everybody to get interest from WWE because we're really good at helping cultivate these stars and highlighting them in a good way. And they're very good. So we expect them to have interest. And that's kind of something that Thomas said. He's like, man, they've been loyal to us throughout everything. Every few years, WWE rumors pop up about us, and they still treat us really well.
Yeah, I mean, if you go back to what you said, how I got injured, I also got injured when I first started the dojo. I had fractured my wrist, and I was struggling through all the workouts. I was one of the last ones to finish everything. Usually, when that happens, they'll cut you. They'll fire you within the same week. But they had like a lot of faith. They just want to see me out, see how we did. And so, just for those two reasons alone, plus what they did to help my father and our whole family in general, it's just. We can't be quick to make, decisions off of, money right away. It's just you got to wait things out a little bit.
You've also had some experience working with Impact, which is now TNA again. And I just talked to Rocky like literally minutes ago about sort of repairing that relationship and all that. So you did the spots in 2021, and then I know you went back in 2022 to do some more. How was that for you? Because I mean, it seems like everybody that I talked to there liked you an awful lot, thought that you did good work there, and obviously it showed because they brought you. Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids. And he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step by step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com Chuckhorn.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything and you won't believe how simple it is.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Back the next year.
Oh man, I absolutely love Impact TNA. I love this so much. The backstage, everyone is great.
Heard it's a great locker room.
Great locker room, man. There's no stress over there. It's just the stress you put on yourself to make a great match. And even then, you know, there's no, from my standpoint of view, there wasn't any politics. You're just going out there and you're just trying to put on a great show together. Everyone from the first match to the last match. You're not stepping on anyone's toes. You hit your times, do certain stuff that no one else is doing. I loved it, man. I'm hoping with these strong tag open weight championships that we can go to other companies like Impact or EW or any other company in the United States, because I, you know, strong that's based here in the States. So I'm hoping we can go back there. Rocky, if you're listening, after this weekend, after we win them again, hit me and EOP up. We're ready to go over there.
Now, ELP and yourself also obviously chasing tag titles. Are you still chasing singles titles as well? Because that is a unique opportunity that New Japan provides where you aren't pigeonholed into one thing. Like it could be six-man tag singles like we spoke about earlier.
Right now, I think for me personally, I want to get better as a tag team wrestler.
Okay.
Like I said, I haven't done tag or specifically a two-man tag since 2019 with ELP. So I want to make as much of a moment, memories, or make this a better outcome as, sorry, make this as best of an outcome as we could. I think the singles will always be there. We'll see how far we can take this. And yeah, that's the eventual goal, is just to keep these titles, but, you know, try to get into that, the talk of the IWGP tag team titles as well.
I mentioned you going over to Impact, but I mean, also you were in, you did a spot for AEW and had like, it was a really killer, like 10 man tag match out of nowhere. Like the number of people that were featured in that match, it's like, okay, they just threw a dartboard at a wall. And then the results were, okay, that was fun. What was that experience like?
Oh man, that's started before the match too. Wait, is this gonna be on? Yeah. Not sure how much sure I can share, but we had just got done with a strong championship or a strong show out in LA. Yeah. I think it was LA or Philly, one of those two. Flew home and that night, and you know, I'm grabbing dinner, and I get a call from Mox like, "Hey, you know, can you fly out to LA?" And I was like, "For what?" And he's like, "For AEW, they need a Bullet Club member." And I was like, "When? Like next week?" He's like, "No, tonight or tomorrow morning." I was like, "What the hell?" I was like, "All right, sure, man, let's go." Ended up being a great time, man. I'm trying to remember. This is the one with, was it Darby
Allin? Undisputed Elite. Yeah, and Darby and Jurassic Express and Hardy and Christian. The most random ass group. Yeah.
Man, that was like, man, working with those guys was amazing. Just be working with Christian and Matt Hardy as well. Just when I was in that ring, I was like, wow, this is stuff I used to watch as a kid. Like these two right here.
That match had
all my friends were tagging. Huh?
that match, like when you look at like great teams factions, it had members of Bullet Club, Young Bucks, Undisputed Era, Elite, the Hardy Boys, Edge and Christian, like members from all that, Jurassic Express. Like it was a real amalgamation. And what I loved about it was because they put a Bullet Club member in, I felt like it added a little bit more credibility to the Undisputed Elite stuff where, you know, Adam Cole had been in Bullet Club, but he started Undisputed Era and he was teaming with Young Bucks, who never really got, you know, booted out of Bullet Club. It added a lot because I've always loved that. Well, one day I could just see the Bullet Club all just giving a group hug and then screwing up everybody else in wrestling. Like they could all just be like, all 40 of us are going to run over everybody now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love that stuff. I love that. I think that's a really great dynamic. But Gorillas of Destiny, I mean, you could argue that that's the real OG Bullet Club. Like there's not many people that have more of a right to that term in you know, spiritual succession than the Gorillas of Destiny.
Yeah. And I think we have the heart and soul of it. Tama Tonga leading our way too, man. He was, you know, he was like the, if you look at it, everyone was always calling him the leader. And I think that's, you know, when Jay kicked him out, I think Jay felt kind of way like, all right, now it's my group. Now it's my group. But I think with Gorillas of Destiny, we're always going to have that interlock, that tie up with Bullet Club because of how deep we ran with it. And Tama being the OG of it, him and Tongaloa, you know, EOP was a champion, the junior tag champion with, what's his name? Ishimori in it. There's a lot of history. You know, I came up, that's how I started in New Japan, was starting in Bullet Club. And I think there's always going to be a tie-in with us and Bullet Club, the War Dogs, whoever you call now. And then even with the finale right now with me and Jay finishing him off in Japan, there's always going to be history between GOD and Bullet Club.
I love that history. And what I love about the history is there's natural feud. There's natural inquisition as to what happens if they ever mend fences. You know what I mean? Like there's so much history there that, and there's so much history between GOD, Bullet Club, and really everybody and every company in wrestling to where if you make wrestling history, like WWE or AEW or New Japan history, there are natural feuds forever for everybody who has ever been involved in either one of these groups. And I mean, that's pretty good to be able to play off of. Then you add Phantasmo and it's just this complete wild card to everything.
Yeah. Oh yeah, man. Having El Phantasmo, man, he is not only an amazing performer, but he's also a genius in the ring and outside the ring. But the stuff he says too, it's just like, oh, that makes sense. We can try that. But he just adds a whole new dynamic to it. I think something that we haven't seen in not only Bullet Club, but in GOD as well. So lucky to have him. I'm lucky to be partnering up with him again for this pay-per-view this weekend.
Yeah, it's a great card. I was just talking to Rocky and we had talked about like a potential super show, you know, like of every company. And then I'm like, well, this is really just missing MLW. That's really it. And New Japan has a relationship with MLW already.
Yeah.
Because there are AEW, ROH, TNA, New Japan, Stardom wrestlers, CMLL wrestlers on this show Friday in Texas at Lone Star Shootout. Almost every non-WWE company is represented. It's insane how far the bridges have been rebuilt in wrestling.
Yeah, man. It's what they've done with New Japan Strong and the bridges that we've built. I hope, you know, it continues. And, you know, even if you want to throw WWE in the mix too, you know, it's just, I think it's great for business. I think it's great for the boys and the girls. It's a win-win for everybody. The fans too, they get to see matchups that they never thought they'd get to see, dream matches. I think it's a win-win for every single person involved.
How was Strong for you? Because I during the pandemic, especially, man, Strong was one of my favorite things to watch. And also it sort of accelerated that United States integration for New Japan. Like it sort of forced a brand split for them because of where people were located. And like I was talking about with Rocky, you had Fred Rosser completely change his life over there. And you did a lot of work with him as well. How was the Strong experience for you during that period?
Man, it was especially during those first couple months with the no fans. It was really tough. It felt like an actual fight in the ring. Like, legit, we were just beating each other the heck up. Like you said, Fred Rosser, too, when we had the no disqualification match or outside anywhere match, it was just, it was different, man. It was, you can feel it. It was totally different from a New Japan match, but in a way, it still had that spirit, the fighting spirit in there. And I think that helped bring a lot of eyes to a lot of wrestlers that are based in the U.S. that are part of the New Japan system as well. And I think that helped bring guys over as well that didn't have a chance. Like, if you remember last year's G1, it brought in Tom Lawler. In Royce from Team Filthy. And then this past July 4th, they brought in more guys. Kratos. They brought in Kratos.
Yep.
It's given more opportunity to more guys to have a chance, you know. And I think that was great. It is great. It still is great. And it just, like you said, it's just big melting pot that we get to have a chance to work with other guys from this wide variety of companies.
It was like one week you'd face Brody King. The next week it's TJP. The next week there's Big Damo showing up, like Fred Yehi, like all shapes, sizes, experience levels, places they've been from. And then it didn't, like, even last year, they're like, oh, well, Tanahashi's coming over for a little bit too. It was everything. It's what I thought New Japan could really benefit from was strong. It was, I don't want to call it their NXT, but it was sort of like that, where you would have everybody there, but it wasn't necessarily a developmental because you had top stars all over it all the time as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You nailed it right there. That's exactly how it was, especially whenever a Japanese wrestler would come over. I remember Nagata and Kojima came over during the no crowd shows, and people were just going ecstatic. The boys were going crazy for them backstage. And then when Okada came over, when we started having the fan shows, man, it was special, man. It still is special. I wish it was running a little bit more. I wish we had I think it was like monthly back then. We were having a lot of shows. But yeah, man, I'm glad it's still going, and hopefully it goes on forever, you know, as long as New Japan.
Lone Star Shootout this Friday. Encourage you guys to check it out. Hikuleo and Phantasmo against Nelson and Isaacs, who, again, I repeat, sound like if you are in a car wreck, you should call them. And
oh, man, don't let AOP hear this. He's going to bring up, man, he's going to say something nice or make up some cool merch for this.
I love it. Nelson, I love it. Isaacs.
Yeah.
I can't wait to do this again. Hikuleo, good luck this Friday.
Oh, Sean, thank you so much. Thank you for having me, man. It's been great. I look forward to it.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company, serving collectors since 1945.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The next time.
Indeed. Until next time, guys, we're out.